Joining me in the studio this morning, I have Jeff Budd, the producer of Sitka's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Tom Hess, the head writer. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is the Sitka version of the weekly news quiz show out of WBEZ in Chicago, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and this is the third annual Sitka Wait, Wait. Jeff, can you give us a little background, a little history?
Sure.
You're the institutional memory.
Right okay. Excuse me. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it. I like listening to the show, and I called them up, and I said, what would it cost to bring you guys out here to Sitka? They told me $100,000. I about fell out of the chair. Then I decided, well, maybe we can try to get Paula Poundstone. She was also too expensive, and I thought to myself, we can do it here ourselves. And then I got a hold of Mr. Hess here and Robert Woolsey, and then the rest is history.
And we spent the $100,000 on a Mercedes for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
That's right.
Well, can you, Tom, can you describe Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? This is not just a news quiz show. It's a very funny news quiz show.
Yeah, it's sort of like the news quiz show, except we made it longer and we changed all the games to do what we wanted to do, and it's live in front of an audience, and most of what's left of it is the name, but the spirit is still there in that we have a really engaged media scene in Sitka. Not a lot of communities of 9,000 have a radio station that covers the news as well as like Raven does, and they don't have a newspaper that does as much coverage as the Sentinel does. And so we know we're a really actively engaged news community, and there's a lot to work with, and many of the people in the news community are very funny. So we thought, yeah, we can do this. We can have some fun with the local news scene. We have people who are really smart, really quick writers, and so we kind of put this show together.
Can you talk about who's on the cast and who the writers are?
Well, for the cast, our panelists are Colette Cost out of Juno. She's been there. She's been with us all 3 years. She's a Jeff Budd friend, and I'll let him explain how she ended up being a Sitka celebrity. And then we have Phil Burdick. He's the co-assistant superintendent at the Sitka School District. This is his second year with us. He did it the first year, and he's back for the third year. And then we have Finn Straley coming up. He does stand-up comedy in L.A., and he's coming up, so that'll be fun. And then Stephanie Ask, who does drama and debate at Sitka High, is our host again for the second year. And Seton Bryan, who some Sitkins may have seen this weekend in the musical, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Seton is going to carry his talents one more week and be our announcer for the show.
Okay, and you have four writers?
We do. I'm a writer along with Ashia Lane and Robert Woolsey and Emily Kwong, the last two. Our Raven products. We have a history of Raven reporters writing on the show. Rachel Waldholtz used to do, and I think she's going to do some last minute edits for us as well. So we jump right into the Raven Radio newsroom to help write this show.
So the way Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at a WBEZ works is there are various segments turning a humorous eye to the news, and folks are quizzed, and it's really funny. Do you use the same kinds of segments, or do you have your own? What does it look like this year?
We use pretty similar segments. There's the famous Who's Carl bit. We do a Who's Seton sort of bit, and we Sitkaize it, and it gives Seton a chance to kind of to play and to have some fun with things. A lot of the way we build our show is we've got these really talented people in these little spots. How can we give them a chance to have some fun? So we have these segments that mirror the show. There's like, you know, the two truths and a lie sort of thing that we spot, that where they're spotting the fake news story or the real news story. We do that with police blotter items, things like that. And we're kind of lucky because with Seton and Stephanie, we can really just sort of like, here's the script, here's the show, and just roll it out there. And they take it and they make it their own. And we don't have to worry about it at all. And our panelists are so quick that we give them next to nothing to work with at the beginning, and they usually do a really good show for us. So it all sort of mirrors the structure of the show in terms of we see, okay, what are they doing with their segment here where they talk to a call-in guest, and it's the Not My Job segment where someone calls in and they talk about something vaguely related to their field. And so we stole that, and we've had past kind of Alaska-y celebrities call in. Mark Begich, when he was a U.S. Senator, called in. we had Ray Troll call in last year. So it mirrors the show pretty nicely. And then we tweak things a little bit when we get bored. Like last year, we added a musical number just because we thought it was funny. And so that's sort of how we construct the show.
Are you prepared to divulge this year's call-in guest?
Heather Lendy, the famous Haynes author, is going to be calling in for us this year.
Okay. And I just want to know more, but I guess I will go to the production, which is on Friday.
This Friday.
Do you guys think that the other Wait Wait knows about you?
If they did, we'd have gotten the cease and desist letter by now.
We're not worried.
Yeah. Do you think you're better?
I think we're better. I'm not going to say that. I think we're as good, at least. And I think the writing is so strong. And then again, with the audience participation, it just makes it fun.
So what is the writing process like?
The writing process it's a lot of late nights up here, actually. This is where we write at the cable house. It's a lot of late nights where the process we've all agreed as writers to have sort of thick skin, which I don't know if anybody agreed to this except me. Maybe I'm just a bully. But and we pitch out ideas, and you're just sort of okay being told that they're terrible. And slowly you get a large enough pile of garbage ideas that some little nugget of funny comes out of it, and we find something to work with. And each of our writers sort of brings a different strength to it. We have different... Like, Rob has this great... Rob Woolsey, the news director here at Raven, has this great appreciation for context and history and sort of understanding of, like, Sitka through the years that maybe us young people with our iPads and our devices and our lack of appreciation for old rock bands don't totally get. And so Rob kind of adds that element. She is a tremendous editor. Emily's very funny with... She kind of understands social context really well. She seems really tied into the various social scenes in Sitka. She has many, many, many funny things to say about Sitka Chatters, for instance. That's sort of her strength. And these ideas kind of blend together. And as we fight through them and take turns telling each other that our ideas are terrible, eventually we end up with something that's pretty cool and pretty funny. And we find ways to improve each other's ideas as it kind of goes through the meat grinder that is our writing process.
Yeah, I think I'm lucky enough as the alleged producer to come and watch the writing process. And it's fascinating. You could do a show on that right there. And they are really collegiate, and they aren't afraid to say that's not very good. And they beat things around. It's really an interesting process. Very interesting.
Well, Jeff, this is yet another project of the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Yes, ma'am. So it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council. And we should mention also the Belly Meat will be back, and they'll be the house band, I guess is the way to say it. Yeah, so it's part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and we're delighted that these people will spend their time and help and have some fun, and that the audience will come and have even more fun, or as much fun.
And Tom, what keeps you coming back to do this? Sounds
Jeff.
Like a lot of work.
It's just the if I could, if
Jeff.
He shows up at my work, he shows up at my house, he shows up in my dreams. I just can't get rid of him. So it's a lot of fun to write. I really enjoy writing jokes. I really enjoy the people I write with. Like, I do have a good time writing with them. It's a lot of work, and usually towards the end, I have to write a lot of, like, it's an apology note, thinly veiled as a thank you note, where I like send the I give my writers these notes. I'm like, oh, thanks for all your help, when really it says, like, sorry you had to deal with me for 4 months, and I can't give you those 4 months back, but here's a card. So it is a lot of work, but it still ends up being a lot of fun. And usually the challenge of the last couple weeks, I don't think anybody who puts together a production would tell you this, the challenges that come up through the last couple of weeks usually wash away when you get to watch the show actually be put on.
Well, the Sitka-themed Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, it's coming up this Friday. Jeff, what are the particulars of that?
The show starts at 7, doors open at 6:30. You can get tickets at the door, and you can get tickets at Old Harbor Books, and thank you guys for selling tickets there. And it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council, and the last two have been sensational, and I think if you like news comedy or comedy and watching your friends and neighbors on stage, both as participants and as the active parts of it, you will really have a good time. And I think it's okay for young kids, not real young, but middle school and up, do you think, Tom?
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, we have a little bit of fun with some humor and stuff, but it's pretty fairly clean.
There's a lot of innuendo maybe, but
that make overheads. Okay. Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jeff Budd, producer, and Tom Hess, head writer of Sitka's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, it's coming up this Friday.